Stories Online.
Welcome, hell or high toilet water. We're going to get this episode to you, dealing with a bit of stomach bug or flu or something that's going through our house right now, and it's haunting us, to say the least. This week's EPP bonus episode, some folks being haunted by not that, but by another entity of sorts, their pet cat, to be exact. And when the cat's alive, too. I can only describe this as what could possibly be a demon cat. It is a disturbing story you do not want to miss. Check it out on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. You can get it at ghostpodcast.com. It's only $5 a month to be an EPP. Get all the bonus episodes. Sign up for a full year. Get one of those months free. And a bunk bed bell. Not bad. All the details at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. The evening passed uneventful. We ate dinner, hiked in the woods, as that was one of our favorite pastimes, and then finally ended up playing video games until around 11 p.m. Then we finally went to bed. I waited patiently, but nothing happened. The cat seemed to be sleeping peacefully and purring softly on his high perch. Finally, I drifted asleep. And then it happened. I do not recall what time it was, but after midnight, sometime in the wee hours of the morning, it was a laughter that woke me up. Just as my friend had said, it was not human, and it sent chills up my spine. It was difficult to describe the sound I was hearing, somehow a combination of 1,000 tons of grating rock that I could feel rumble in my very chest and yet high-pitched and cold. Instantly, I pushed myself into the corner of the couch, as far away from the cat as I could possibly get. Glanced over quickly at Mark and saw that he was also awake and pushed into the corner of his bed. I don't know how long the cat laughed, but it was disturbing, and his whole black, furry body was shaking with the sound of it. And then it just stopped. So did my heart. For it seemed like a whole moment, no one moved, and the cat began to speak. It sounded like the same laughter, deep and dark and cold, yet high-pitched. I did not recognize what it was saying, nor even what language. At the time, I was in my second year of Latin at school, and thus I knew it was not that. However, it did have a very similar sound and structure, which seemed somehow older. At this point, completely freaked out, I decided that it didn't matter how dangerous it was. I needed to get away from this cat. So, demon cat, or what the hell are they dealing with here? I know cats do speak. If you've never heard it, it does sound very odd and very kind of creepy. But typically when they're doing that, it's usually to like another animal or something they're interacting with. It's not usually just, hey, we're sitting on the bed. And the laughing, that's the other part that makes me feel like this cat may have been being used as a vessel of some sort. Hear the full story, the full experience when you sign up to be an EPP, extra podcast person, on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Also, on our Facebook page, the question I'm posing to you with this episode is, what's the creepiest experience you've ever had with an animal? It can be a pet, could be a wild animal, whatever the case may be. Be sure to leave your response up at Facebook, on our Facebook page, and I'll interact with that, and I'll leave you a response via video throughout the week. Check out the full episode right now, ghostpodcast.com.